Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Any bonds today? Bonds of freedom, that's what I'm selling. Any bonds today? Scrape up the most you can. Here comes the freedom man.
That's one patriotic bunny there, or a Bugs Bunny, mobilized by the U.S. government to sell World War II-era government bonds to the nation. Well, government bonds are nothing new. And President Obama created Build America Bonds in his American Recovery and Reinvestment Act in 2009 in order to provide tax credits to local and state governments looking to finance capital projects. Joining us now, Louise Story, Wall Street and finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Good morning, Louise.
Good morning.
How do these bonds actually help the banks in some way? Are they the retailers of these little instruments of federal largesse?
Well, you're right, John. These not only help the cities and states by giving a federal subsidy to help pay 35% of their interest costs, these are also helping the banks because, you know, it's the banks that underwrite the Build America Bond program, and they take fees off of them. And what's interesting is they're actually charging a higher fee to underwrite Build America Bonds for cities and states than they do in typical city and state bonds that they issue.
Now, is this like an annoying transaction fee that the banks are just sort of charging the government without any sort of recourse here? Or was this possibly an arrangement made between the bailed out banks and the government to accelerate their payback to the U.S. Treasury?
Well, I think this program is entirely separate from the bailout, which is, you know, the money that was given to the banks, which was put in place under the Bush administration. And this program is a separate program. So I don't think this was any kind of deal between the government and the banks. But
so it's just they're just raking up the fees.
Well, you know, that's what banks do. They charge as much as they can, and they set the fees on this, not the government. The reasons that they give for the higher fees on this particular program is they say it was a new program. It's harder to sell a new program to investors, so it's going to take us a lot more work, and so we need higher fees. And then they said the fees are coming down. But, you know, there's a lot of other problems with this program besides the fees. Also, a number of the banks have suggested to investors that they go short these Build America bonds, bet against them, and that's caused a lot of city and states to say, you know, this is kind of wrong. You've got the federal government subsidizing these. Now the bank's underwriting them and say go short them. And then the other big problem with this program that people in Washington are criticizing is that the IRS has a rule with this program that if your state or your city owes any back taxes or any penalties, you won't qualify for this subsidy.
So it's based on the credit rating of the agency issuing the bond or getting the subsidy?
No, it's based on whether the city or the state owes other money to the IRS. And you can see why you wouldn't want to give them a subsidy if they owe money. But
the problem is
a lot of city or states might not know if some department, some agency owes money, and then after the fact, find out, oh, we don't get the subsidy. And in fact, the risk is so big, the state of Florida has decided to stop operating under the program.
Before we go, if I had $1,000 and wanted to buy Build America bonds, how much interest would I get and how much of the fee would go to the federal government? Any idea of calculating that?
Well, the federal government's estimated to spend over $50 billion on this. So it's a big program, a lot of money behind it, and they have, you know, good returns for investors compared to other municipals.
All right, Build America Bonds, a good idea for the government, and money for the banks. Louise Story, Wall Street and finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Thanks so much.